most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip. Gotta listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo, LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Welcome back to another Sunday night. Are you all ready for a life class? Because you know that's what we're giving you on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends recently. Because it's just part of the flow, everyone, that we're in. You know what I said to my sister the other day? If you're not in the flow, then you're going to get lost in the wake. So everyone, I want you to be in this flow, in this shift that we're in. It's like major. The energy is so fantastic. People with like minds are getting together, and they're lifting up people who feel that they are nothing. Have you ever felt like you were nothing? Have you ever been in a place where it's been so dark that you never thought you were going to see the light? Well, the light has just got you, and it's called Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm glad that you're joining us. I'm Max Tucci, your host, and tonight we've got an amazing lineup of guests. Because like I always say in life, there's no such thing as things just happening. You know, things happen for a reason. So tonight the reason is going to be bountiful. The reason is going to be abundant. And not only is the reason going to help you live a better life, but it's going to help you live life to the max. How was your week? Are you getting ready for an exciting week ahead? You know, someone said like summer's winding down and this and that and the fall is coming, but all that really means is transition. So are you going to be in that flow of transition when the fall actually gets here? We're getting you ready because the time is now. Do you all feel it? Well, I feel the time is now. So this is what we're going to say to everyone tuning in tonight. Tweet me at Max Tucci. You know that's my tweet. Tweet me at Max Tucci. You can Instagram me at the Max Tucci. So we can catch up with each other. I'm tweeting right now, so I'm like a little distracted, but I'm just tweeting that I'm live now on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. So I've got to tell you all something. If you miss any portion of the show, then you can just go to latalkradio.com/MAX.php. So capital M, lowercase a, little x, .php. And you can get almost 6 years of archives there. You know how we roll here. Tweet me, everyone. I want you to be part of the show tonight because no mistakes. How you can change adversity into abundance is the topic. Life class. Are you all ready for it? Well, you know what? We've got a great guest tonight. Vicki Higgins is joining us, and she is just a powerhouse. And this book that she has written called No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance, is an inspiring book of 30 short stories, each contributed by a different author. I love that, don't you? As they share how challenges and dark moments in their life turned out to be blessings. For anyone traveling a rough road, this will provide the motivation to move ahead. I always say that we're spiritual bulldozers. We just need to know how to use the gear shifts. Get into first, second, third, and then plow through life as a spiritual bulldozer and knock things over that are in your way. The shift is happening, people. Back to the book, No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. There is indeed a silver lining behind every dark cloud. Now, this book is a great summer read, so I suggest y'all go right now to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, wherever y'all need to go to get the book, because it's going to change your life. Are you ready to change your life? I always say change doesn't change until you change. And there's no mistakes in life. That's right. There's only lessons learned. So I'm going to welcome my first guest, Vicki Higgins. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited that you're here. Now, Vicki Higgins, for all of you who don't know Vicki, she's Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Newport Beach & Company, which is the destination marketing agency for Newport Beach, California. How you doing, California? Well, tell us about this book and how No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance, even got into your brain.
Thank you. Well, today I'm living the life of my dreams in every area of my life, and it just keeps getting better. But it wasn't always that way, and I had to go through some trials and tribulations from the time I was very young to really create a life of abundance and a life that I really love. So I connected with a publisher, Randy Davila of Higher Thought Publishing. He's the one that had the concept to put this all together. And so one of my chapter in the book is called Reset Your Life, and it takes my personal story and shows people how I transitioned a life of some struggle into a life of abundance.
Now, let's get back to Reset Your Life. Where was your life that you needed to be reset?
Well, my story briefly is that I lived with a bipolar father. So growing up in that type of household really led me to believe that I wasn't good enough. And it started me on this overdrive to kind of get better and be better. But I really tried to figure out life through societal expectations by getting an education and getting a better job and getting a more education and getting my MBA. I got married, and all the while I was very unfulfilled. I was overworked. I was empty. I was exhausted. I went through a divorce. I went through a crazy amount of depression, and I was really financially in debt. So I was, you know, could only hope of like dreaming of living my passion, but I had no idea what that really even looked like until I tried to go to some seminars, and I tried, honestly, I think I probably read like 300 self-help books, and they would work for a little while, but nothing really stuck for very long. So through a lot of my trials, I found a way to reset my own life, but coming from a more spiritual, more inward place of happiness. And what I've provided in the book is that 5-step program that I went through that really caused me to make a big shift in my life and go from that struggle and that like constant, you know, being beat down to really opening up my responsibility and my dream life.
It sounds exciting, and I'm glad that you're here joining us tonight, because we're going to talk about your 5-step program for resetting your life. And of course, your book, No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. We always talk about abundance. And the one thing I always say in the morning is I open myself up to the universe and I receive the abundance it has for me. So there are no mistakes that you're here tonight. And I'm glad that you're joining us, because we've got some of your co-authors, we should say contributors to the book, joining us as well. So we're really going to give a life class. But I want to get back to, you know, you said that you are like, you were, because you no longer are, but you were like such, and I say this with all respect to people out there, but like a typical American going through the everyday humdrum of life and debt and this and divorce and all these things happening in life, and then you hit rock bottom. What was your rock bottom?
My rock bottom was when I moved from Indiana to L.A., and I had gone through a divorce. I was still somewhat depressed. I found myself in quite a lot of debt, and I had no idea how I was going to get out of it, and I could not see the light to move forward. And I didn't have very many friends. It was a big town, and it was really, I was losing sleep, and I really felt like life was just moving too fast for me to even enjoy it. And I wasn't productive, and I wasn't myself, and I knew that something had to change.
So what I always say, change doesn't change until you change. So what was it that made you change?
You know, I did this program that helped me kind of, I went back and looked at some things I tried to learn from different books. And my change was really opening up spiritually. Like you said, in the morning you say, okay, I'm opening myself to allow what the universe has to offer. And I kind of did that. And I'm like, okay, I give up on trying to figure this out myself. I don't know how to do this, and I don't know how to create happiness in my life because I'm struggling here, so help me out. So, you know, how that happens, nothing is a mistake. Everything happens for a reason. And I came across some different tools, and I kind of bundled them together, and I just started crawling out of this hole, and I used these 8 F's that are part of my 5-step programs, but I put together this 8 F platform, and I just decided that, like, okay, this week, if I do one thing in each one of these areas, that's going to help me feel better about life. And I didn't realize how transformational that was, but I really put together a vision of what I wanted each of these areas of my life to look like and started putting together an action plan of how to make that happen. And I think that really started turning me around. And then as I started allowing more to come in just naturally in my life, I started waking up to what I really wanted to do and discovering my passion and really opening to what was out there. And it wasn't the fact that I had to create it. It was the fact that I just had to allow it to happen and be open to that. So it was a really beautiful transformation.
Yeah, you had to receive it. I always tell people, you know, they always say, I want this. What you've asked for is already out there, but you've never said, I want to receive it. So when you get into the receiving mode and that abundance starts flowing in, it's like, where were you the whole time? You weren't ready.
Right.
You know, now you're ready. So when we all, you know, everyone's listening, tuning in tonight saying, when is my turn? You have to realize, people, you have to do your work. It just doesn't happen. You know, your turn happens when you've done your work, when you've opened yourself up to receive, and when you're ready. So now you're ready. Right. You're out of the three D's, the depression, the divorce, and the debt, right?
Right.
And now you're in your five steps. So where are these five steps, and how many steps do we really need to take to get to the five steps?
Well, the five-step program, I like things very simple. So the five-step program works for me, and hopefully it'll work for other people, but it's setting the foundation. So I think it's important to consider your past. What were those big challenges and adversities? And I had to take a really strong look at growing up with a bipolar father and a divorce and depression and debt. I had to look at some really hard things about myself, but I also looked at some of the accomplishments I was proud of and where I had gotten to in life, because I realized that if you keep doing the same thing over and over, not much is going to change. So I wanted to take a really strong look and just set the foundation. So that's step number one. Step number two was finding the gold. And so I believe that our biggest challenges in life often produce the greatest gifts. So what I did and what I help people do is take a look at each challenge. And we can point fingers all day long, but what's the positive that came out of that? And that's something that I hadn't done before. So really taking a look at each one of those challenges and what were the positives, like a pros and cons list, but what were the positive elements that came from that and what did I learn? So that was step number one and step number two. Make sense?
I love it. Let's get to step number three.
Step number three was, okay, now that we've set the stage, let's look at what the dream life really, really is. So where, I know where I've been, now where do I want to go? And that's where I determined the eight F's is what I call them. Like I said, I like things simple. So quickly, the eight F's are, in no particular order, your friends, family, fun, your faith, fitness, your firm or career, your finances, and your feelings. And being able to, and being able to come up with like a grid or whatever from 0 to 100%, how fulfilled was I in each one of those areas? And I was really honest about that. And then I thought, okay, what does that dream life look like in each one of those areas? And it caused me to really start putting out into the universe that vision and that dream of where I wanted to be in each one of those categories, all the while being thankful and grateful for what I did have in each of those categories. But the AFs were really life-changing for me, because that was the tool that I used when I was kind of going through depression. Just each week, okay, if I can do one thing in each of these areas to kind of move me closer, then that helped me get out of that depression and get into a space where I was really feeling fulfilled in a lot of different categories.
Mm. Now, we're talking the word abundance a lot. We're speaking this word abundance. What does abundance mean to you? Because to others, it means so many different things. But to you, what does abundance mean?
Right. No, it's a great question, because the book talks about abundance in a lot of different ways. And often in our society, it's measured by monetary terms. And I think that, you know, I did all those societal expectations. I checked all the boxes, but I wasn't happy and I wasn't fulfilled. So true abundance to me means that you're fulfilled in all of these areas. And that includes your finances, but it also includes happiness with your family. And it also includes your best shape of your life, fitness. And it also includes how you feel, and it includes having fun in life. And so it really starts, abundance to me means just fully enjoying and embracing life in every different category, not just that financial category, but that's one of those categories. So I think that you have to have money in order to help other people. You can do more good with it if you have it than if you don't have it. So I teach abundance in all the different areas, but it just can't be focused on one particular area.
I agree. You know, to simplify abundance for myself, so you know where I'm coming from, and for my listeners who have been tuning in, I always say the abundance is the now. What I have right now is exactly what I'm supposed to have. And I'm abundant in that sense that I still have life. So when I have life, I can then start creating my abundance. But where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And where everybody else is right now is exactly where you're all supposed to be. And I hope that's tuning into Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio, because we're talking to Vicky Higgins. The book is fantastic. No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. Go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, whatever you need to do to get the book, do it, because it's going to change your life. And I'm not saying that, you know, maybe your life doesn't have to change, but maybe it'll change your thought. Maybe it'll provoke something in you to be a better person and to understand that in life, there are no such thing as mistakes. So I'm glad you're tuning in tonight, because we're giving you a life class here. We're just having fun tonight on Max and Friends, and you know, that's how we roll here. So I'm going to ask Vicky a question, because I think that this is what people, you know, it's summertime now, so we're getting our summer love. And if you're all having your summer love, and be safe, that's all I have to say. But come the work week, you know, we get constantly tired, stressed out. We feel drained of our energy, and then we want to give up. What do we do when we're in that place?
When you're in that place, I talk to a lot of people who are exhausted and overworked and stressed out and just feeling kind of empty. And when you're in that place, it's really important to put your focus on all those different areas of your life. So connecting with a friend, and sometimes having that conversation is really helpful to bring you out of your own doldrums and realize that there are other people out there that also need you and they also provide you love. Or connecting with your family, or going out and doing something fun. Like you said, get your summer loving on. It's awesome. Makes you feel great. Or turning to faith and meditation, and doing a yoga class, and or, you know, doing something that fit whatever you enjoy. Like in those moments when you have those very few rare moments that you just have free time and you want to do something, and that's what your choice is to do. I think that's the first thing, is just really being able to like look at all those 8 F's and being able to like spend your time where you feel energized, and it resets the way that you think. It resets your perspective on things. And you know that today, these moments, enjoy them and be in the now, but also you can change it to make it what you want it to be. And it just takes little steps of creating a strategy and making an action plan to move more toward where you want your life to go, and taking responsibility for that. So I think when you're exhausted and overworked and, you know, just lacking time and energy, taking a step back and reinventing, you know, what is that vision of where you want your life to go, and then start spending time in those places, I think it makes such a world of difference.
Absolutely. And one great thing that you said is friends. And that's exactly what you did. You called upon your friend, Heather Ashimara, who's the founder of Tochi, which is the Toltec Center of Creative Intent based in Austin, Texas, which fosters local and global community that supports authenticity, awareness, and joyful integrity. We all need some joyful integrity in life, don't we, people? Well, Heather Ash, she's going to join us now, because she is also a contributor to the fabulous book, No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thanks, Max. It's wonderful to be here.
I'm so psyched that you're here, and I know that Vicky is psyched that you're here too, because we're going to take No Mistakes to a whole nother level. We're taking it to the max tonight. So, Vicky, tell us how you asked Heather to be part of this book.
Actually, it was the publisher, Randy Davila, that collected all of us together. And Heather and I had met before through Down the Hill Release, actually. And when Randy was putting the book together, he knew of all of our stories and wanted to have 30 unique, different, inspiring stories that would really make for a great read and also be an inspiration for people all across the world to be able to change their life and turn their legacy into abundance. So Heather has an amazing story, and she's just a study friend.
Absolutely. Now, Heather also, she is the author of The Toltec Path of Transformation, The Sacred Time Management, and The Toltec Tarot. So, Heather, tell us about your story.
My story started when I moved from Asia to the United States. I grew up in Southeast Asia. And when I first came to the States to go to college, I felt really discombobulated and very much disconnected. And I felt like the people around me were disconnected. And I didn't know what was wrong. So I ended up getting really heavy into politics and spent a couple of years marching and doing rallies and doing everything I could. And a couple of years in, I realized, okay, wait a minute. I'm not happy. Everyone that I know is angry, and nothing is really changing. So what am I missing? And I really realized there's something missing, and it's not about finding something outside of myself to do. it's about going inside. And so that's what I did. I got quiet and I realized what I was seeking was more connection. And that is what I had felt in Asia, was the deep connection people had with each other and with a sense of spirituality. So I started studying many different spiritual traditions and then started a very serious path of starting to study several of these different traditions. I started with European shamanism because I figured I'm of European descent. Let me see what my ancestors were up to. And that's when I met also my dear friend, Don Miguel Ruiz, who I studied with for 10 years and that I'm now really blessed to teach with.
How wonderful. Now, while you're in this transformation of discovering who you are, you're like the Jane Fonda rallying back in the day. I love it. Now, you find yourself in this moment. Like I asked Vicky, where were you at your darkest moment where you just want to, I don't know why, but I'm getting this vision of a lotus flower with you, where you just wanted to be like this lotus in the mud and just grow?
There was two transformational moments. And one was I was with a group that had driven down to Nicaragua. We were bringing medicine and toys. And as we crossed into the border, I remember going a little bit away from the bus and sitting and just feeling like I would give my life to stop the war in Nicaragua. I was willing to die. And a part of me was going, there's something wrong with this. So when I went back to the States, I was still very passionate. I was teaching and talking about the experience in Nicaragua and was gearing myself to go back, because I really felt like I belonged in Central America fighting the fight. And this little voice came. And this little voice said to me, you need to stay in the United States and you need to work with your people. And I went, what do you mean my people? These are not my people. And the voice again said, you need to stay in the United States and you need to work with your people. And the third time I hear it, I heard that voice and it was so quiet and so calm. And I knew it was myself, some higher part of myself. I realized it was true. I didn't understand why. I didn't even know what that meant. But that was the beginning then of me changing directions and stepping towards first studying and now sharing what I'm passionate about, which is helping people to find their authentic voice, their centeredness, and their joy.
You know, I've had a guest on that we talk about that. People always say, what do I know what my passion is? And I always say to them, your passion is when you feel, when you're doing something. And in that moment, not only do you get chills through your body, but it makes you almost want to cry. You know, like that's really what your heart passion is, your heart virtue. So people, you know, we wake up, we say, my passion is to this and to that. But until you can experience those chills through your body and when you, your eyes just want to cry because you like know who you are, I think that's what passion is. Would you agree, Heather Ash?
Absolutely. I think that's a beautiful way to say it.
Now, what does no mistakes mean to you?
For me, a mistake, the way we've defined it in the old way, is a place where we should punish ourselves, a place where we did something that's irrevocable and that is disastrous. And we then often judge ourselves for it. And for me, when we talk about no mistakes, it's about really recognizing that everything in our life can be a gift and an opportunity, no matter how difficult it looks at the time. And that when we let go of, I'm doing it wrong, I should judge myself, I should punish myself as the way to better myself, and instead start to say, how can I love myself? How can I nourish myself? How can I support myself through this experience? Then everything changes. And we're no longer afraid. We're curious. We're excited, even when it gets hard.
Absolutely. But, you know, I've got to tell you, because I don't know how to express this to people. I'm like, I'm gathering my thoughts because there's like dancing through my head right now. And all I can just see are people like holding their heads and like in this position of life. And they're like thinking so much. And the advice that I can give people who are just going through that right now is, I go to this wonderful ashram here in Florida called Kashi. So go to kashi.org. And at Kashi, the spiritual leader there, Majaya, she always used to tell me, Max, thoughts are just thoughts. So whatever's running through your head right now, and this is too much to bear, to understand, to grasp, to get, thoughts are just thoughts. And in that process of tearing them apart and figuring out them, just be still and know for a minute, because tonight here we're talking about a great book, No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. My grandmother Letty always says there's no such thing as mistakes in life, only lessons learned. So Heather Ash, what do you think your biggest lesson learned in life is thus far?
Oh my gosh, I'd say the most recent one is going through a huge transition the last year. It's very funny because I wrote my book, Toltec Path of Transformation, Embracing the Four Elements of Change. And the week that my book came out, everything in my life changed. Big, big transition. And the lessons over the last year have been so incredible that I feel so blessed. And I think sometimes people look at others that have written books or that are teaching and say, oh, but you guys have figured it out. Yay. And what I found is that the more that we're on our spiritual path, sometimes the bigger the opportunities are that seem like challenges, but that invite us to go deeper. And I found so much support from my friends, from my family, in supporting me through the transition. So I really learned about the importance of community and the importance of, even when it seems overwhelming, to just take the next step and to keep listening to our heart, to keep going in, getting still, and being willing to take one little action. I love what Vicky said earlier, that just finding what's the next action, what's the goal, is so powerful. And that combination of listening for what inspires us and doing the things that inspire us, and that's what I've been practicing this year, as well as what's the next little bitty action step. And that when we take the action step, that we totally celebrate, no matter how tiny it seems.
Isn't that beautiful, everybody? Well, hit us up on Facebook, everyone who's tuning in. I'm Max Tucci, and you're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. And we're talking tonight to some contributors to a wonderful book called No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. It's your summer read. It's your life class for tonight's show and hopefully for the rest of this season, so that you can actually have that change in your life. I mean, who doesn't want abundance in their life? Don't we just love that word? It's like shream. Y'all got to get some shream in your life. If you don't know what the word means, Google it. S-H-R-E-E-M. Auntie Rolanda Watts and I always talk about it here on Max and Friends. And we just have good times bringing you what I feel is what you all need. So I know the I is the ego, but my ego feels that you all need to get some change in your life, people. That's why you're tuning in every Sunday night. I get your tweets and I get your emails, so I'm giving you what you ask and you shall receive on Max and Friends. Hey, Vicky, I want to ask you, what is your greatest lesson so far in life?
To just allow. My greatest lesson is just to not try and control it all, but just to allow things to unfold. Of course, I have a vision and a focus and a plan, but just to be open to those serendipitous moments that happen.
That's the truth. You know, and one of my greatest lessons in life, people, is that I don't regret anything that I've done. I'm only regretting what I haven't done. So I'm doing everything. You know what I mean? Well, listen, we're going to give you a great song here tonight on Max and Friends. And then when we're back, we've got Heather Ash still with us. We've got Vicky still with us. And we've got the health detective, Dr. Robin's, going to join us. So stay tuned. And until then, Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati on Max and Friends. We'll be right back with Life Class. No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. Stay tuned. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Sharon Agati. Lead me to the water. Sing it loud, sing it proud. I love when she says, "Take." Somebody once said the word spiritual. Take me closer to that man and why he understands. Does he know the conflict in my soul? Do y'all have conflicts in your soul tonight? Well, there's no mistake you're tuning in tonight because the book we're talking about is No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. You got to go get it because it's your summer read and your life class for this season, for this shift, for this moment. And also get it for gifts. Y'all need to, if you all are in a place right now that you don't feel comfortable in, you know that your friends are in that same place because that's why y'all hang out. So y'all need to get your friends that book too, because y'all need to break the chains and the shackles on your feet so y'all could dance together. So I've got Vicki Higgins joining me tonight, Heather Ash, and we're just discussing some wonderful things. So Vicki, wasn't that a great song?
That was a great song. Thanks for sharing. I love it.
Of course. So Heather, I want to get back to your moment when you're in Nicaragua and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to stop this war if my life depends on it. People don't have to travel to Nicaragua to have a war. Sometimes it's right in their own house. So what advice do you offer to listeners tonight who have that internal war in their home?
To understand that any war that's happening outside of us is a reflection of the war that's happening inside. Mm. And the more that we step away from blaming or trying to fix the outside and step towards where's my stillness, where's my center, where's my joy? And in the middle of the war, that seems almost impossible. But how I like to think about it is that we want to step up to become warriors of the heart, so that what we're moving towards, what we're fighting for, is not more negativity. We can say what my dear friend Jose talks about is that we're moving towards positivity, that we look at, from warrior of the heart point of view, we look at what is there to be grateful for in this moment. Where is something that brings me joy in this moment? And that we feed the positive and let the negative be dissolved in our own presence.
Absolutely.
And so not to try and push it away.
No, I love it. In our own presence, I always tell people who are tuning in, and y'all know, listeners, at this point, after 6 years of being here, that you need to look in the mirror and sometimes just tell yourself, I love you. Because if you're not moving in love, then you're moving in something out of that. And really, just to experience life abundantly, you got to be, I think, in the center of love, because that's what makes the world go round. I know it sounds cliche, and I know that you're all like, but I've tried and it doesn't work. You weren't ready. Get ready. Get the book, No Mistakes. Because you're going to learn how you can change adversity into abundance. And then what you'll do is you're going to live in love. Speaking of living in love, we've got Dr. Robin Benson joining us tonight as well. Doctor of Oriental Medicine, mother of two. That's like the biggest accomplishment, to be a mother of two and to continue life. Adventure. You've just got so many things going on. And speaker, you love to help people and your patients. And you love to achieve optimal, radiant, and sustainable health. Substantial health is good too, but they call you the health detective. Why is that, Dr. Robin? And welcome to Max and Friends.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
It's a pleasure that I have you on tonight. Everyone, go to www.santafesoul.com to learn more about Dr. Robin. So tell us how you got this title, the health detective, with life-changing solutions.
I think I've been in practice for 21 years, and I think through and through, as I've worked with patients all these years, that's what people see in me, is that you are going to work as hard as possible to help people find what is at the root of their health condition. And so I'm just really a facilitator, and help. It's really each person, and helping each person find out what is not ticking, what's not working, and why people are not living optimally.
You know, Dr. Robin, I have to tell you, it's so apparent in our lives, especially for people who drive. And in LA, everybody drives, almost everybody. But, you know, we treat our cars better than we do ourselves. Our car runs out of gas and we go to the gas station and fill it up. And we have three options to put in the car. We have okay, good, and the best. And some choose to do okay, some choose good, and some choose the best. Why is it that we treat our cars better than we do ourselves?
It's amazing. Yeah, we wait for emergencies, don't you think?
Isn't it the truth?
Absolutely.
AAA is not coming.
people will get their oil change when it's 3,000 miles, but they're not thinking about prevention in terms of their own bodies. I think that, you know, people are just living, you know, we're living in fast times more than ever. And I think it's part of being brought up in our healthcare system, disease management system, in many ways, that it's just kind of how we're thought. We grew up thinking that when I'm sick, I go to the doctor, rather than thinking, what am I going to do to prevent getting sickness?
Absolutely.
In the first place. So that's a big part of what I've been doing for all these years, is helping people to stay healthy. You know, and also, to listen to your body, because you don't just wake up and you're sick one day. Typically, you know, people are getting signs days before, or even the day before, and that's a sign to start practicing self-care, and that is a big part of my message. You know, from my, I have to say, that is the most important message I have for all people right now in this time of great change.
Now, since we're like in this shift and flow, and people are finally being able to understand what it means to listen to your body. You know, people always thought, oh, if I get a pain and then I could just sit down. That's not listening to your body. It's listening to your body, but there's more going on, because sometimes the pain is because we're holding in so much anger or hate or stress in our life. So how is it that we can just be still and know that something isn't going right in the flow of our life, and that all of a sudden we're feeling run down? How can we actually tune in to our body?
Well, you mentioned pain, and I love the acronym for pain: pay attention to internal nurturing. There's so much to be said about that. A lot of times, you know, people will get a signal like they have a sore throat or a really bad headache or sleeplessness. And it's just that the body's constantly giving us signals every single day. And I think it's a matter of turning off that inner chatter. You know, so many people are going, I say high five with their hair on fire. I can't tell you how many people, even in Santa Fe, I'm not even living in the city, but it's pretty wild to see how people are literally wired and tired. And so I often just teach my clients to really connect really more to their heart, and because people are living so in their head. And just by connecting to their heart, even putting your hand in your heart and just remembering that you matter, that you make a difference, that you need to take care of this amazing vessel. And it's not just a time to, you know, again, to wait for something to happen. Or, you know, in today's world, it's happening to younger and younger people where they're depressed. You know, we're seeing more and more cancer in the younger ages. So that's a big part of it, is just listening, tuning in, because we just don't wake up one day and we're sick or we get a disease.
It's
many, many years.
It's a buildup. It's a compound of just neglecting ourselves. And
exactly.
I just feel that, like, we're in a place right now, people, where we can't neglect ourselves anymore, because there's too much happening. There's too much awareness. We're in such a brilliant place right now of awareness, you know, self-awareness, no mistakes, living abundantly. But abundantly just doesn't mean that you have this fabulous cash flow, this big house. It means that everything in your life is lined up in perfect abundance, which means your health, your just the way you look, the vibrance in your soul. You want to be vibrant, people, don't we? So I've got, you know, I love that you said with the mind and the heart, because the Egyptians, you know, when they used to bury people, they would take the brain out because they believed that you thought with your heart. So, and they would leave your heart in your body, but they took your brain out. So maybe we need to take the brain out sometimes, people, and just leave the heart and let it lead the way. Don't you think, Dr. Robin?
Yes.
It would make life less complicating. But, you know, I've got to tell you, you've had this fantastic career of over 21 years. And I've asked the other two ladies, Heather Ash and Vicky, what was their greatest lesson learned so far? And what would that be for you?
You know, I want to say, as a practitioner, you know, I'm always learning. I've been to 70 countries. I love studying with the indigenous people of the world, my greatest teachers. And quite frankly, the biggest aha in my career has really been understanding our connection to the earth in such a deep and profound way that there's a spark. There's actually a currency of the earth that without it, there is no life. And that is the most important thing for us to be connected to each and every day. Even when we think about the frequency of our heart and our whole body, we're bioidentical to the earth. literally, in terms of 70% of our body or more being water, and we're made up of minerals just like the earth. So what is good for the earth is good for our body, which is what is good for our body is good for the earth. And that, to me, is always probably the most important message I share with all my patients and all my loved ones, is that we really need to get outdoors as much as possible, get near bodies of water, lakes, rivers, get outdoors, because that's where we've, almost everybody, wherever I've spoken, you know, where do you feel the best? Where do you feel most alive? Where do you feel well? Feel joy? It's always outdoors. So that, but it's, for me, as a kind of a real scientific type person and studying all these years and always learning, but if we just know that there's a frequency of the earth, 0.5 to about 12, 13, 14 hertz, and we're living bombarded in electrified times, 900 megahertz is what a cell phone is. We're living 95% of our life indoors. And that's radically shifting what's happening in our bodies on a cellular level. So that's my big aha, big message.
You know, I love it so much because I have a great guest that comes on the show. You might know of her, Sophie B. Hawkins. And Sophie B. Hawkins is a great singer. She always says, when I go outside, I always have to be barefoot because I want to feel in contact with the earth. And ever since she said that, I rarely wear shoes. If I don't have to, I won't, because I just, you feel that energy. You know, when your feet touch the ground, you just feel that energy that the earth is providing you to grow. You know, and then I look at a tree and I'm like, the roots of this tree go so deep into this earth, and there's just this beauty that comes from a tree. So when you stand on this earth, people, just let it vibrate through your soul and let your soul rise. That's joy rising, when you could just feel your feet on the ground.
Did you know, Max, that the bottom of the foot, I'm a doctor born into medicine, there's a very important kidney point. It's called gushing spring. So literally, you know, when you connect to the negative ions of the earth, our body is so thirsty for that, because there's a lot of free radicals in our body, and and it just helps to transform. You know, it's hard to be in a bad mood when you're really connected to the earth.
Isn't that the truth?
I just want to, yes. You know, and my big story in this book has to do with, you know, at 5 years of age, I lost a brother, one of four kids, who was born with some heart issues, and just that 6 months of his life and how tumultuous that was for my family, my parents' relationship, and our dynamic was eye-opening. And the day he died, and I knew I was going to dedicate my life to health and healthcare, and I wanted to be a doctor. And then what was even, that was profound, but then when I was 10, for a career day, I had a choice. The only choice I cared about was working with a doctor all day. So I'm in fifth grade. He takes me, the first part of the day was going to two nursing homes. And you can imagine, I'm you know, walking in there in the smell and the sounds. I mean, it was scary to me. In fact, I just wanted to walk right out. But he told me, the doctor that I was with, he said, Robin, people are here for two reasons, diseases of aging, but mostly they're here because of lifestyle choices. And that stuck with me. So I knew from that point that my whole life was going to be dedicated to healthcare and helping people choose health, and to know that most of what we experience in terms of disease can be prevented. It doesn't
absolutely
have to happen. And just so much unnecessary suffering. I have 21 years. I sit on my tables every day thinking, why? Why do we choose to not take care of ourselves?
Well, you know, it comes down to the simple question. When we know better, we do better. And that's what I think tonight's show is. The book that we're talking about is No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. I have to ask you, Dr. Robin, what does death mean to you?
Changing adversity into abundance?
No, what is death? What is death? What does death mean to you?
Oh, what is
you were just talking about
me?
It. Yeah. Because I think a lot of people struggle with the concept of death, and just to hear your thoughts of it, I think, are going to be very liberating for people. So what does it mean to you?
Death is the ultimate transformation. I'm somewhat into alchemy, too. I mean, it's just a shifting. I think that we're all immortal. I really do. In that we just go into another place. I really don't have a fear of death. I just, because that's a fear of living, I think, in many ways. And I think that we just go into another state of energy. We're all energy. We're all frequency. So I think death is just a passage. It's a passage.
It absolutely is. I love it. But I just felt that I had to ask you that because someone out there needed to hear it. So there you go, people. I just go with my intuition. I let it flow. Speaking of letting it flow, the time has flown by, everyone. We're going to have to wrap it up pretty soon. The book we're talking about, No Mistakes, How You Could Change Adversity into Abundance. You can go get it right now. Change your life. Make it happen, people. Live life to the max. Don't we always say that here? So I think this book is going to help you do that. And you're tuning in to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. We have Vicki Higgins joining us, Heather Ash, and Robin Benson. Dr. Robin, I'm going to call you from now on. You earned that title, so you're Dr. Robin. But, you know, before we wrap it up, everyone, there's a couple – oh, speaking of wrapping it up, like I said earlier, it is summer, and we do some crazy things in the summer, love. So, men, wrap it up. And women, if the men don't want to, then go another way because we want to be safe and not sorry. We're just talking about it with Dr. Robin, too. Why put yourself through suffering if you don't have to? Wrap it up. So that's my public service announcement for safe sex for the summer. I don't know why I have to let you all know that every summer, but I feel like I do. That and don't drink and drive are just like two things. But summer is in full swing, and so is the show. So I'm glad you're all tuning in. And before I have to go and say goodnight until next week, we're going to talk about dirty hotels and where you should really put your head. But that's a whole nother show. But I just want to ask Vicki Higgins before we go. Hey, Vicki, you're still here with us, right?
I am.
You all are just like the perfect panel because everyone before the show, I said, we can't be like The View where everyone talks over everyone. And we are just like coasting through this beautifully. So I love it. But before we go, Vicki, I want you to give one piece of advice to our listeners tonight.
I would say, you know, what's the cost of not doing this, you know, not resetting your life? What's the cost? If you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over, life is going to continue to stay the same. So I would recommend people to get the book, read the inspiring stories, start taking steps to really inventing their life to be the life they want it to be that gets them energized to wake up every day.
I love it. And Heather Ash, what's your one piece of advice?
One piece of advice would be to begin to treat ourselves as if we were treating our best friend. So often we judge ourselves or think negative thoughts about ourselves or wish we were different. And if you can just stop and think, how would I be treating my best friend right now? How would I be treating someone I love immensely? And then take that action, that feeling you would have for someone you love deeply, and bring it to yourself.
Now, I've got to ask you a quick question before I'm going to get in trouble, but because we're running out on time, not because I'm asking you this question. But Heather Ash, do you have any of those Toltec Oracle cards near you?
I do. One second.
Grab them real quick. I'm going to ask Dr. Okay. Robin the same question, then we're going to get back to you. Dr. Robin, what is your one piece of advice that you give to people tonight?
Okay, I have a great action step for everybody to do, to write on a piece of paper, I am the most important person responsible for my health care. And put that on the mirror that you wake up to every single morning. And secondly, to remember that self-care is a way of life, not an event.
I love it. I'm going to have all three of you back on because this is just going into – you know why? Because it's like this is just a teaser, I feel like. And we're talking about the book, which, of course, is called No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. But we've got stories to tell. Everybody's got a story to tell. So, Vicki, I thank you for being here. Dr. Robin, thank you for being here. And Heather, before I let you go,
what's the
card that you pulled for us?
I pulled the Sun card.
And tell us about it.
It's a great card. So the Sun card is – the piece that I got when I pulled it was around summertime. Find your kid. Find the child part inside and let that child self out to play and to connect and to enjoy everything.
And enjoy life to the max. And while you're outside connecting with the earth, do it with your shoes off, people. I love you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in. The book, No Mistakes, How You Could Change Adversity into Abundance. I thank all three of you for joining me here tonight on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I don't know why I almost said take a little time to enjoy the view, but everyone, live life to the max. I'm Max Tucci. Thanks for listening. Good night and have a wonderful week.
Good night.